Welcome to yet another edition of Hit the Target podcast, proudly brought to you by Hollywood Bets. Now for the second week running, we've got the same panel, Budgie and Chad. Obviously, no, Donovan. We are, since that 7-2, we haven't seen Mr. Value.
Seven-day evangelist or a seven-week evangelist?
It's almost like a 7-month.
He's MIA right now.
So, yeah, so obviously the show must go on without him. We've got plenty of action to look forward to. The Premier League starts, well, returns. What have we made of it so far, Budgie?
Yeah, it's disappointing there's no fans, but obviously you've got to accept it. You know, I think this is going to be a bad season full of inconsistent results. You know, Wednesday, Saturday, Wednesday, Saturday. I think pre-season, as much as every player hates it, you have to do it.
Yeah.
And you can see
what's
going on.
Are we going to see a Leicester type of a season? With Aston Villa, Chad, you praised him highly.
You know, I rate Aston Villa. Everton are another good side, and Leicester.
Surely Aston Villa can't win the league, though.
No, I don't think we would be in for another Leicester season. I don't think it would be that extreme, but I do think that right now, like Budgie said, no preseason. It's been difficult, so a lot of big teams are dropping points in games that they shouldn't be. But I just think now, as maybe as the weeks go, I think teams are going to start finding their rhythm again, and I think we should see like more consistency in the coming weeks. So I still think far too much quality from the big sides for.
Well, speaking of Dean Smith and his title to lose, Aston Villa hosts Leeds United this Friday night. First Friday night fixture of the season. What can we expect?
Yeah, I like Aston, but I was disappointed with Leeds against Wolves. You know, I was expecting, I really fancied them, but they were disappointing to me.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Well, I thought it was a good game. Yeah, I actually thought it was very tight, and I just thought it was just
I don't think Leeds
Wolves
got anything wrong in
good.
That fixture. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. I don't think Leeds got anything wrong in that fixture. I think it is just a case of being, you know, you're facing a better team who've been there for longer and have done it at the
And Leeds were also unlucky. They had some chances too, like Bamford and.
Yeah.
Yeah, they said, I'm just disappointed from what I've seen. That spark that they would have flying around, that slick passing, it wasn't there.
Yeah.
You know, where the teams have worked them out, you know. Wolves, they got the deflection. Otherwise, it would have ended 0-0 while there were plenty of chances. But
I don't think anyone expected under 2.5 goals in that game.
No.
No. Definitely. Yeah. That's how it goes. Yeah, Monday night in England, it's bucketing and anything's possible. But
what about a Friday night in England?
Well, it's the same thing. Night games are night games. I've been to Villa Park. It's a great stadium. Pity there's no people there. But Aston Villa in good form. You know, Barkley's been a great addition. Yeah. And as I said a couple of weeks ago, I think Arsenal sold the wrong goalkeeper. I think this guy's an outstanding keeper. He looks the part.
Yeah.
He's improved them. And, you know, trying to – this could be a draw, you know.
So the winning streak ends,
I think it could
Chad,
well
you disagree
be
with that all?
Well, look, I do think it's going to be a tight game. And Leeds will fancy their chances against any team they face in the Premier League.
Mm-hmm.
I just think, though, that Aston Villa have been, like, superb. Like Budgie said, Barkley's been a great addition. There's Martinez. And I think their biggest was keeping Jack Grealish, who's been like outstanding. We talk about Barkley and Martinez being good, but for me, he's been like
I think all those signings have helped get the best out of Jack Grealish now.
Yeah, for sure. I think he's formed a solid partnership with Barkley. And I just think like Aston Villa, you know, that's their start that they've had. They've won four out of their
first four.
First four. And I just think at home, they'll fancy their chances against Leeds United. And I think Aston Villa to maintain their 100% record in the Premier League.
Yeah, I just think as they win more and more games, people take more and more notice of them. You know, you saw Leicester, who without Vardy weren't really going to cause much of a hassle. And I think the bucket man or the rocket man that they call Bielsa, he's going to make sure he plugs that one side of the pitch. Let Aston Villa go on the right-hand side and beat us that way. You know, there will be a tactical game. I don't think it's going to be a cracker, as much as I love watching Grealish and them. I think teams have now taken notice to Aston Villa, and I think this is going to be a tight game. That's why at 5-2, you know, I looked at both teams to score. No, I think it was 13-10. Those are the two games. I know that any time scorers, if you do want to have a bet, Grealish and Ross Barkley are both 27, 28 to 10.
Sure.
Yeah, those are them. Those are good prices for them. You know, Barkley was 9-2 last week when we fancied him. So if Aston Villa are going to score, it's going to be one of those two. But I just think it's a tight game written all over that. Yeah.
Yeah. For me, this is where my value bet actually comes in, because Leeds, I think if they can beat past Villa's high press, there's no way they won't finish them. But Leeds on Monday night, they attacked with like a front four, sometimes a front six. So I don't think Aston Villa really have the know-how on how to play against teams like that just yet. So I think it will come as the season progresses. But right now, I think a side like Leeds could really put them to the sword.
Well, you know, we've spoken about how good Aston Villa look going forward, you know, with players like Barkley and Grealish, and McGinn is another good player. But I've also been very impressed with Tyrone Mings.
Yeah.
I thought he's been rock solid.
I thought you were going to say Ollie Watkins, who.
Yeah, well, Ollie Watkins is
we
also.
We haven't even
like,
given him a mention, yeah.
Yeah. So they, no, because they have firepower going forward. We know what they are about going forward. But I think in defense, they've just added a top quality goalkeeper from Arsenal. Mm-hmm. And Mings has been superb.
Yeah.
He has. Now, Saturday's games, Manchester City, now they'll probably fancy their chances of retaining, well, getting the league back to Manchester after Van Dijk's injury to Liverpool. So against West Ham at 4-10, what do we think of them?
If they do win, this would be the first time they win back-to-back matches in the Premier League this season. So
shocking.
It shows how they have not been at their best this season.
Kevin De Bruyne still injured.
Yeah, I don't know if he is likely to be available for this weekend. I don't think he would.
No, I don't think so.
I think it's going to be tricky because West Ham have an upset in them.
They've had an upset in them for the past couple of weeks now.
For the past couple of seasons, actually.
Last 10 minutes against Spurs, they've had an upset in
them. Yeah. Like, you know, you just can't write them off. Like, you would have thought that game was dead and buried, the 3-0 up against Spurs, but then, you know, West Ham, they just a team of fighters. Mm-hmm. So I just think as much as, well, the one thing is City have an excellent record against West Ham.
Yeah.
Especially the last couple of seasons, they've, actually given West Ham a hiding, like quite a few times. But I just think if ever there was an upset, like possibly a draw, this would be it. But
is that what you're calling?
I'm not calling that. I'm going to call both teams to score rather.
I think that's priced up at 6-10. But
you know, for me, I thought West Ham would upset Spurs, but you can't defend like they did. I think the biggest plus from last week is Tottenham fell asleep. They're bringing Bale on and all the guys. It was like a party, like a barbersign, and they got caught with one. I don't think Man City will get beat. You know, it doesn't have to be a brain rocket scientist to work that out. Would I take 4-10? Nah. Yeah, the reason I say that is you have a big European game on Wednesday, then you've got a Saturday lunchtime kickoff. Mm. So, you know, your preparation is altered. And I remember listening to Wayne Rooney talk about the early kickoffs. He said, have you ever had pasta at 8 o'clock in the morning? That's what they all eat, preparation for the big game. So is there an upset? You know, I could see it. You know, I'm agreement in 6-10, both teams to score. But I like Man City to win and both teams to score 14-10. But my value bet's got to be Mikel Antonio to score. He's 22-10 to score any time.
That's a good price.
He's the only reason they're in the game. Without him, they're not even close. But it's a United man. Obviously, we don't support City. We hate Liverpool even more. But you got to be honest. I think Ruben Dias has given them a bit of steel at the back.
He has, yeah.
And 4-10 is a Brad price. I wouldn't put them in my multiples, but you'd expect them to win.
Up next, we've got a London derby. Fulham hosts Crystal Palace at Craven Cottage. Can we expect that?
Yeah, well, the guy that does a show, onside show, Stevie Brom, 50 years a Fulham man. He thinks this is their chance. They should have won last week.
Yeah,
and Mitrovic converted the penalty.
Adamola Lukman's a quality player.
Yeah, Lukman. Yeah, they've got players. I like Loftus-Cheek. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know why Chelsea got rid of him. Obviously, he's not foreign enough. But I think they've got a chance for them. I think there's goals in this game. Both of the teams have to have a go. I was disappointed in Palace last week. They got a dodgy penalty. Yeah, the little is it Lamptey? There's no way he's going to foul the big, was it Batshuayi? Mm. And then they just sat back. They can't sit back against this Fulham team. They've got quality going forward, Fulham now. I think there's goals galore because Fulham can't defend, even though that young centre-half from Man City looks a good player. I think there's goals in this. This could go anyway for me.
Well, you know, I would agree with Budgie when he says there's goals in this game, because Fulham are playing and they give you goals. Not
Will
because
the goals
they
come
score
from both
them.
Sides?
Not because they score them, because they concede them. I just think, every team in the Premier League would just want to face Fulham right now. They have been dreadful. Four losses and a draw from five is shocking. I think, they look like a championship side, and I have no doubt that they will be relegated this season. No doubt. Well, and we can come back to this in a few.
No, well, they do look odds on to go down. You don't have to be a brain surgeon to work that out. But the last two games, they didn't deserve to lose to Wolves. Mm-hmm. They could have got a point there, even though they did get beat. And they should have beat Sheffield United. That's the worst team I've seen in the league in the last couple of weeks, Sheffield United.
Yeah, they're up there as well. But I think Fulham, in the last time they were in the Premier League, 2018-19 season, Palace done the double over them.
Yeah.
And I just think the quality that Palace have, you know, you've got Zaha, you know, great quality in that team, Gary Cahill. I just think the Eagles to secure all points.
But it's time they showed it because they haven't, they've been United fair and square, and they haven't shown it since.
I don't have the correct stats on this, but from my memory, that Crystal Palace have a good record in the London derbies.
They do.
Double over Arsenal. They beat Fulham a few times. I remember some decent
results.
They
beat 5-0 by Chelsea the other week. Could have been double figures.
4-0 against Chelsea, but I think you can draw a line through that. I mean,
Roy Hodgson, everybody likes him, Arcadia man, but he's just got to start opening, having a go. This playing seven at the back and trying to catch teams on the break. Everybody knows Wilfried Zaha now. They know Townsend.
Yeah.
Those days are over where they're going to catch you. I think there's goals. Fulham have to go. They always have a go. Mm-hmm. And Crystal Palace, if they can't get a result here, they're in relegation trouble. So that's why I think there's goals.
That really should be an interesting tie. I think it's definitely one to look forward to at 4 o'clock on Saturday. But later after that, I'm so glad we socially distanced, because obviously we need to split the table between red and blue. Half past six, Manchester United host Chelsea. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer hosts Frank Lampard.
What a game. Cracking contest. I've been looking forward to this game from last season, the last time they beat us for the second time in the league, I was looking forward to it. You can say Chelsea kind of had some revenge in the FA Cup, but for me, the Premier League is where it matters. And United, there's no doubt that United have had Chelsea's number last season. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has had Lampard's number. And I just think it's time, you know, Lampard hasn't had results go his way this season. Yes, we've been unlucky. There's been some individual errors, but I think Chelsea fans are really expecting him to at least give it a go. We were battered last season against United, and I think we have to put in a strong performance this weekend against them.
Pudgy?
Yeah, I think Chelsea's best signing with a goalkeeper. You know, and, he's a good goalkeeper, Mendy. Looks calm. That's what I liked about him.
He's also a structure. He's a big frame.
Yeah, he's a big guy, but just watching the Seville game the other night, and there's no panic about him.
Yeah.
The
players, I think 100%, if Kepa played that severe game, we lose.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, as I said, Kepa, I wouldn't play him in my Sunday league team. That's how bad he is, unless it was a five-a-side. But, you know, I hate
United
to say
look
it.
Good, though, in midweek as well.
Who?
Man United.
Yeah, sure. But, you know, PSG, as we said earlier, early on in the year, that French league is the Mickey Mouse league. I know it's been called a whole lot of names, but PSG turn up the last 3 months and they'll win the league. They went to Liverpool last year. They got a football lesson. 2-0 down at 10 minutes of brilliance. Mbappe and Neymar got to 2-2, and Liverpool won going away. I wouldn't be singing the praises. Yeah, Man United did play well, but remember, De Gea made some great saves. We should have taken the chance, and that's my problem with this United team. In the last third, we just seem to lack a little bit. The chances that we take, we don't hit the target. I don't know.
Unlike this podcast, of course.
Yeah, sure.
Hit the target.
But, on the betting side, there's only two bets you got to have. One's 18 to 10 and one's 17 to 10. You know, Bruno gets a penalty and scores. If he doesn't, he'll get it retaken. And then Timo Werner, you know, he does look sharp. But I hope Twanzebe plays. I hope he plays, because he's a
rock. I believe he was good against.
He was outstanding. He's quick. He's clever.
PSG.
He's just had an injury problem. All my Aston Villa mates, all four of them, when he was on there on loan, they tried to sign him. And Ollie said, no, you're not taking him anywhere. He's staying. So he's got to start. I hope we play with the three at the back because that's our best way. Pogba must sit on the bench because at least we've got work rate with Fernandes, Fred and McTominay. Mm-hmm. As I said last week, I think Ollie's got to the stage in his career. He's sick and tired of all these prima donnas because he knows if Pogba's not going to play, he doesn't perform, he's on his way out. So I think it'll be the same team. The only change may be Maguire for sure because Telles will come in. He's a class player.
Speaking of Ole and obviously getting rid of those prima donnas, who do you think will last longer between Lampard and Ole Gunnar Solskjaer?
No, I think Lampard.
Will last longer.
Yeah, I also think so.
And I said he'd get fired this year, but they
did say that.
But they signed a better goalkeeper. If they kept keeper and Willy Caballero, I think Petr Cech may have come out of retirement.
At one point, Lampard was trying to get sacked by playing keeper. And even Petr Cech's now in the side. But look, I just think that United, I've always, if you know me, you know I always... I never write a team off in big games, and I've always said that, you know, big games are, it's anyone's game, and there's so much quality on the pitch. I just think that it can always go anyway, and I think what gives me hope of getting a positive result is the fact that Mendy, which Budgie spoke about, is coming to the side now. He's fit. Thiago Silva's also made a massive difference because of the four games he has played in all competitions. He's kept three clean sheets. Mm-hmm. So he makes a big difference. And I just think United playing at Old Trafford, they're only two league fixtures at Old Trafford. They've lost both of them. They were beaten by Crystal Palace and they were hammered six by Tottenham. So I think looking at that gives me confidence as a Chelsea fan going into this game. But also you just look at the way United played against PSG, and you know there's no doubt that the players would be high on confidence going into that game. So for that reason, I think we will be in for a cagey affair. Yeah, and for that reason, I think we would see both teams cancel each other out.
Yeah, I think they'll play Kovacic. They'll play the three in the midfield, Chelsea, and look to catch them. And United will play the sweeper because I know Timo Werner, he's grease lightning. You can't, you know, with Maguire and Lindelof, crikey, come on, how slow are those two? So he's going to play Twanzebe, he's going to play with a sweeper.
I suppose for Chelsea, it's just about cutting out those individual errors. Cause
for sure.
Every time they've dropped points this season.
It's only because of that.
It's only because of the individual errors. I mean, against, was it West Brom? The ball slipped under Thiago Silva's legs.
Liverpool, Christensen trying to wrestle.
The last game against Southampton. I mean, we don't know what was going on between Zuma and Kepa. For that second goal. So if Chelsea can cut that out, they've got a big chance.
Yeah,
for sure.
It's the occasion.
You know, one thing I'm pleased about is that Edinson Cavani wouldn't be fit to start the game.
I think this game's come too soon.
I'm really worried about him because I have no doubt that he's going to just cut it at United. He's a quality striker.
Budgie, your prediction on this game?
Yeah, I think the draw looks nailed on here.
Both cancelling each other out for a draw.
Yeah, definitely. If I was going to go draw half-time United, I think it's 7-2 or draw Chelsea. I think it's... I look at Chelsea's biggest asset is Werner. He gets in behind you. United aren't going to push out.
Yeah.
And if you do, well, Ollie's not that stupid. The big games, I don't know about that.
Yeah,
don't worry about it. Never been outcoached by a top 16, by the semi-final when he changed the team.
Well, Arsenal.
But I doubt he'll play with a sweeper. He's got Carrick. He's got a great backroom staff. Mm-hmm. I think it's as good as there is. But, you know, I just don't think this is going to be the spectacle that we all think. It was like Chelsea-Sevilla. I thought it was going to be a good game. Sadly, we'll both take a point and worry about the next group game. But I just hope this isn't one of those. I hope we get an early goal and then the game opens up.
I just hope we don't see another United penalty.
Well, that's guaranteed.
That's the reality. It's like hoping the sun don't shine.
Yeah.
But if you out there listening and you want to stand the chance of winning the 200 Rand betting voucher courtesy of Hollywood Bets, let us know who's winning the big one between Manchester United and Chelsea. And let us know why. Of course, if your comment hits the target, we'll credit you with the 200 Rand betting voucher courtesy of Hollywood Bets. Now, Budgie, you spoke about Sheffield United being the worst team in the league this season. They travel to Anfield to face a Van Dijk-less Liverpool.
Yeah, I think the only thing they'll win there will be the toss because they got no chance. You know, I watched them against Fulham and I backed them last week. I thought, this is it. I backed them against Villa. They missed the penalty. I backed them against somebody else. They just haven't got it. Teams have worked them out. They are a hard-working team. Ollie McBurnie doesn't score. the other guy that they've just signed, is it Brewster, the youngster from Liverpool? He's the only hope.
Mm-hmm. You know, well, they've got hope on the bench, but they're not playing my man, Ethan Ampadu from Chelsea.
Yeah. Nathan, jeez. Maybe. You know, they're a hard-working team, but eventually you get worked out, mm-hmm. and you've got to have quality. I know everyone, they play the two wing backs. They just play too much football.
Is this a goal difference game, Chad?
Yeah, you spoke about in the beginning of the podcast, you spoke about Virgil van Dijk being injured. Obviously, huge blow to Liverpool's season. And no doubt about that. But looking at this fixture, Sheffield United have the bluntest attack in the league. They've only scored twice.
No pun intended, as they call the blades.
blunt blades. So I just think Liverpool, this is a game they would need to, like, you know, like, really make a statement again and just remind everyone that has criticized them, especially that 7-2. I mean, we all enjoyed that. But this is a time for Liverpool fans to come and make a statement in the Premier League and remind everyone that they are still Premier League champions.
Yeah, if you can't make a statement against a team that can't score.
Yeah.
Well, then there's no statement.
And you don't. And we should not be yearning about, like, no Virgil van Dijk for this game.
They won't need him.
They definitely aren't going to need him. And you saw how well Fabinho defended against Ajax in the Champions League.
Okay, can we just stop saying that Sheffield United have scored the least amounts of goals, because one of those goals were against Arsenal. So let's just cut that stat down.
It was a superb goal.
Yeah, because you'll sold the wrong goalkeeper.
That's right.
Now, Sunday's action, Southampton against Everton. Southampton, three goals against Chelsea. That's obviously not easy to do. Against Everton, who've been impressive this season, dropping points only against Liverpool in the derby. So what can we expect here?
Yeah, goals again. Even though Richarlison's in the stand, has to be goals. Mm-hmm. You know, look at Pickford. He's terrible.
Accident waiting to happen.
Yeah, I said, I told you. I watched him about 5 years ago play for my boys, Preston. And he doesn't come for a cross. Mm-hmm. You just got to tee it up, put it in a small box. And I think this time, who's the Southampton guy that does take the free kicks?
Ward-Prowse.
Yeah. You know, they'll be looking and licking their chops. They got a couple of big boys, but Southampton at the back are woeful. You saw what Chelsea did. Two bad balls over the top, two great finishes from Werner. This is going to be the same thing. There has to be goals. You know, second half, both teams to score 19-10. That's my play. I think Everton can win by more than one goal. But the bet, other than second half, both teams to score, has to be Everton to win and both teams to score. I think 29-10, or it was somewhere around there.
That's my
play, yeah.
Yeah, I think that Everton are obviously the favourites going into this game. I mean, 13 points from 5 games is impressive for Carlo Ancelotti's side, but I just know that games between these sides have been generally tight affairs. So for that reason, I think to be safe, I'm going to go with both teams to score at 6-10.
I think that is fairly safe.
Fairly safe. Yeah.
Wolves against Newcastle. For me, one of my bankers of the week, and I think Wolves done an excellent job over Leeds on Monday nights. Prior to that, they beat Fulham. Yes, they didn't deserve it, like you said, Budgie, but I mean, it's the wins that counts. We just remember 6 points from the last two games. So I think they're going to make it 3-3, yeah.
Yeah, it should be. Newcastle are woeful. You know, United were lacking confidence, and we gave them a goal in the first minute. We had a good goal disallowed, and bar that great save from De Gea where he flipped it. Mm-hmm. You know, they're a terrible team, Newcastle. The only thing is they'll park the bus, and I'm just a bit worried about Wolves. I just don't see much creativity anymore with Jota. I think the two Portuguese midfield boys seem to run out of legs.
Yeah.
You know, Neves and Matinho. But I think it is 8-10. You know, they should be in all your multiples, but they just don't excite me this year. They're an efficient team. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's even money, Jimenez to score. Yeah, that looks like an automatic the way they play. Trying to find value. The only other one I could find was Wolves to win to nil, 16-10. That was the only thing.
Good price.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to be backing Wolves this weekend. I think they found their rhythm. I think it'll be 3 wins on the trot for Nuno Espirito Santo's side.
And then I know, Chad, you've been going on about it off air that Arsenal are the banker of the weekend. It's not really a banker for me, even though I'm an Arsenal supporter. They host Leicester City, obviously both teams playing on the Thursday night in the Europa League. One has to travel, one fairly not much. So what can we expect here?
Well, I think we can expect a guaranteed Arsenal win. I am so confident because, you know, you've got Soyuncu and Ndidi are out. They're missing this game. Mm-hmm. Jamie Vardy's a massive doubt. He missed the loss weekend. And I just think Arsenal right now, they are playing with so much swagger, confidence. I mean, they were so unlucky against Man City because on another day they could have got a point in that game. I don't think Man City were far better than them. In fact, I think they gave them a real run for their money. So I've been very impressed with Mikel Arteta, and I think with Thomas Partey in that team, it just takes it to a whole new level. So I think the best bets in this whole set of fixtures in the Premier League this week is undoubtedly Arsenal 9-10.
Yeah. I hate to say it, but I agree. Well, you know, against City, I fancy them to an upset. Was it Saka got their chance and he tend to bottle it? If they'd scored, I think they could have gone on to one. The only thing that I didn't like from Arsenal side was Aubameyang. He just didn't look like he was running.
Don't like his role through the middle. He has to play with Lacazette.
I don't really like watching Spanish teams, but if Aubameyang plays in his right role, I think there's certainties. I really do. I agree. Soyuncu's missing. Reportedly, the man up front's going to play tonight some part against Sawyer in the Europa League, Vardy. But I think Arsenal minus 1, 21-10. I think there's certainties.
You know, like you're coming up against Partey in midfield and you don't have Ndidi. That's huge.
And obviously the defense has improved. But you said we sold it on goalkeeper. We've got the second best defense in the league at the moment. And we've already played at Man City and Liverpool.
Four games.
It shows that all other teams have started slower.
So obviously Monday night, we see some crackers to look forward to, a double header. But first up, Brighton against West Ham at Hopper 7.
You know, I thought Brighton were also aimers until I saw the centre-half's tackle last week in the Crystal Palace game. Jeez, is it Lewis Dunk?
Yeah.
Crikey, was a long jump when he caught Cahill.
He'll obviously be missing this game.
I think there were certainties as well. I backed Burnley to beat West Brom. West Brom are woeful. They don't look like scoring too many goals. You know, that's the problem, even though they scored three against Chelsea. But that
individual errors.
But big game for Brighton. They want to finish 10th mid-table. They've got to win this. Mm-hmm. You know, West Brom got a little bit tighter at the back, but I just don't see their lacking going forward. And 8-10 Brighton. I know it's not the greatest of prices, but my bet is Brighton are scoring both halves, 17-10.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think, well, you know, for all the plaudits surrounding Brighton and Graham Potter and Tariq Lamptey, it's just been 4 points from their five games for the Seagulls. It's not been impressive. And yes, you can say they kind of deserve better. Some results didn't go their way. But, you know, I'm a firm believer of the table never lies and they have themselves to blame. So I just think they are missing a Percy Tau. hopefully he comes in January. But I just think that, look, the signing of Danny Welbeck, I think, would give them another option up front. And I think, I don't know if he's fit enough and if he's going to be playing this weekend, but I just think at best, Brighton, there's so much fuss about Brighton, and we know they are a good team. We know that they do have a good coach. So if they can't beat West Brom, who are another team that look likely to join Fulham back in the Championship next season, if they can't do it this weekend, then I don't know. Then the signs are very worrying.
Yeah. No, totally agree.
We closed the round off with Gareth Bale and Tottenham and Jose Mourinho and Harry Kane and Son. Budgie, off air, you said this is one of your bankers of the week. I think, Chad, you agreed with that. Yeah. Burnley hosts Tottenham Monday night.
We're agreeing a lot, huh? Even with the Chelsea.
This seems like a strange.
Like an echo. But it's got to be Spurs. You know, sometimes a great experience is a bad experience. And 3-0 up, cocky, full of garbage, and then they got pegged back. You can imagine the change room afterwards. They'll be sitting there shaking their heads. You know, Mourinho wouldn't have to come in and say anything. I think the biggest problem is, how do they fit Gareth Bale in? You know, Mourinho is a coach that wants all his players to work back. He fell out with Chelsea superstar Hazard. That's why there was trouble in the camp there. And I think Tottenham go as far as Gareth Bale goes. Purely because if they get that front three right, they'll destroy teams.
Oh, for sure.
You know, Mourinho's not going to play Ori at right back. He's going to play Doherty. The left back, he's got Reguilon. Don't be surprised if he plays a back three centre-halves, because United, we haven't got two decent centre-halves that you can trust. Mm. He likes the wing-backs, Doherty and Reguilon. Play two in the midfield. Don't know which two it'll be. looks like Hojbjerg, and it may be
Winks.
It may be Winks, and then you'll play the three boys up front with it to get them going.
Stepladders, they call him.
But I think Spurs, good things. You know,
yeah.
Trying to find value with Spurs to score in both halves, 15 to 10. The only thing is that ground, you know, the wind howls through, and they're a long ball team, Burnley.
Yeah.
Yeah, put it on the goalkeeper. I'm not in love with that French goalkeeper. He sold the jerseys in the World Cup final. Lucky they were 4-1 up when he did it.
Yeah, I'm also not a big fan.
But it should got to be Spurs.
Yeah, no, I am so confident Spurs when I said Arsenal were the best bets of the weekend. I think here's another one to include is Tottenham, the two North London clubs. I think Burnley are on a watering run of form, and there's even talk about Sean Dyche being sacked.
Which is crazy, I think.
No, I do think it's crazy, but the fact that there's even such talk,
yeah,
you know, it just says how bad they've been, and they've been uncharacteristically poor defensively this season, which is so unlike them, you know. So I just think the front, Spurs' front three of Son, Kane, and I'm expecting Bale to come back into the, to make a starting berth. I just think that Spurs should win comfortably.
And lastly, before, because obviously we've touched on all 10 games. Do you have any trebles we can fancy this weekend, or a best bets perhaps?
Well, I fan Arsenal. I think Arsenal, I'm a value punter. You know, I can't go. I think it's 9.5 to 10, 9 to 10. I like Spurs. I think it's 28 to 10, Liverpool, Spurs, and Arsenal, somewhere around that vicinity.
Yeah, I've got a banker of a treble, 4 to 1.
Confidence.
Yeah, no, I'm very confident.
So your treble's hitting the target.
Then. My treble is undoubtedly hitting the target this week. It is Liverpool on the -1 handicap against the Blunt Blades, and then Arsenal and Spurs to win 4-1. Put your money on that and thank me later.
Well, obviously, if you want to stand a chance of winning that 200 rand betting voucher, courtesy of Hollywood Bets, there's a massive game this weekend happening. Manchester United against Chelsea. Let us know who you think will win in the comment section, and let us know why. And if your comment hits the targets, we'll credit you with the 200 rand betting voucher, courtesy of Hollywood Bets. Until next week, gents.
Cheers. Keep the blue flag flying high.